Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
Hey, Bridget.
Can you hear me? I'm unmuted. I'm good. Okay. Hi.
It's good to see you.
You too. You guys are probably going to see Luna hopping in and out. She's decided she's this meal and she's like all up in the mix. So
it's been a while.
I know. It's been so long. Yeah. I am really, really grateful for this. I'm always grateful for everything that you do, by the way. We know this about me and you. But this one I feel like is so important. And it is very interesting that my life has actually, like, the last 7 months have been so intense with all of this that it feels like one of those interesting synchronicities, right? So I don't know. I'm super excited. Neil, I'm wondering if we can also have some talks during this as well, if you're up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to know, curious, what do you mean by it's been very intense in regards to this? So have you been having some things come up in regards to this polarity of darkness and light?
Oh, for sure. So my team was really nudging me onto X, and I don't know if anyone here is on X, but it's kind of like the Wild West on fire there. It is a super intense experience. And really it's been a little bit longer than 7 months, but like within my first week of actually talking in their audio only availability that they have there, they call it spaces. I had some total stranger like attack me and then run spaces about me, making up a bunch of stings for 2 months, right? And well, off and on, even until just a couple of weeks ago. And so what it has done for me, talk about shadows, right? And talk about bringing things to the light of your awareness. I always have the intention that my shadows come up gently to the light of my awareness, meaning into my mind, that I am able to see them as obvious, right? So as it is time, let them come up, right? This was like a crash course in like massive integration. The last 7 months has been ridiculous. And then it was just like one person after another, after another, after another. And I'm like, I'm just here to bring unity. I don't know what's happening, you know? So it has been a really intense journey into my shadows, because I feel like when just our presence triggers someone else's shadows into action, that to me, for my life, is a direct moment to go within and see, where am I in a harmonious alignment with this, right? So what within me is ready to be seen, loved, honored, and of course, healed? Because for me, there was a lot, I thought I had already dealt with a lot of persecution trauma. Like, we all have those moments, right, where something comes up and I'm like, okay, well, let's just dive deep into it. And what I feel like has happened in all of this is, it's really enabled me to anchor in and double down. I use these moments as opportunities to choose, right? Opportunities to decide and to look and see what is being asked of me in the moment as my shadows are illuminated from someone else's shadows being projected, right? So it's like what within me is ready to shift? What within me is ready to be brought into the wholeness? Because I feel like that's what we're doing a lot of this. When we can release that resistance and that attachment to whatever it is that we've created and adopted and have formed our identity around, and those continual loopings, right? You know, we've talked about the loopings before, right? So for me, that's what I've been doing. I've just been like, okay, where can I go within? How can I move through these moments? And where where can I love myself more? Where can I support myself more? I feel like when it comes to all this shadow work, like, do you spend time really loving yourself? How do you do it, Neil? Do you dive deeply in? And are you in the judgment or are you in the love with it?
Well, I was in judgment a lot, yeah, for sure, in my life around this whole thing. And I would say just this year has been the real year that I've been, ever since literally January 3rd was the day I can tell you that it started, that I started looking at, somebody said to me at an event, when she was tuning into my energy, she goes, "You haven't had your cup filled in a long time. You need to fill up your cup." And for days, it was like an echo. It was like a movie, an epic movie, like, "Fill up your cup, fill up your cup." But so I started looking at my life and I was like, where am I not filling up my cup? And I'm like, I put myself in situations that are unnecessarily uncomfortable, because a bit of uncomfort is good for us for growth. I give my time and energy to those around me where I really need to bring up my energy and put it into other projects, because I feel like I need to work on my communication and connection and build a community that takes away from things that I really want to focus on, right? And I go and sometimes live in places and change my schedule of my travel based on other people's wants for me rather than what I feel I want for myself, just to say some, right? Mm-hmm. So what I started doing, like even the last 3 months living in Peru in a beach town, that was the biggest love statement I could have ever made for myself. And what I looked at in January when I was trying to come up with my schedule was, where in the world would be good for my nervous system? What will remind me of the beauty of the world every single day, you know? And so doing that, coming up with even something like this, you know, I downloaded an app blocker on my phone, a blocker that blocks apps, and I'm not able to access anything but WhatsApp until 11 a.m. That was hardcore love for me, because what does that make you do? I have no choice but to be present with myself. I have no choice but to step outside and meditate, go to the gym. So I changed my life around me so that the only thing that I could choose was things that were beneficial to me.
That is so beautiful. And I feel like as you were saying that, I'm feeling the shift in your energy. And I'm also having the illumination of where I can do more of that in my life, right? I hope you guys are listening in that way where you receive, right? You receive, like, how can you be supported from what Neil just shared? I like to take time off. Like for on my days off, I like to only do things that are fun, that fill my cup and give me rest, right? And I schedule time off. And because I have a tendency that I love what I do so much that I can just keep working. And then I'm like, oh, why am I feeling so depleted, right? I know you know what that is like, because that is something that we've shared, right? And I love that you've got a lock on your phone that's just so that temptation does not arise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, phone awesome. Addiction is real. It's even if you don't want to be on it, it's just I want to train my mind, because we have such short attention spans now. And it's like that TikTok mentality world, right? What it's called, that we're just looking for the next thing. So it makes it really hard for us just to sit with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We always need something to distract ourselves, you know? And I would even say this, like earlier on in my event creation conferences, I did not like silence in my conferences. And a lot of you have been a part of Portland Central for a while, you'll know it's back to back to back to back to back. Information. No pauses, no breaks, no meditations. Because I was concerned that people had such would drop off if there was stillness within it, that we needed to constantly give information and experiences and things like that. So even that has changed in Portal Dissension now, is that, like, if I feel this is something we need to cultivate for the world, it's something to embed into what we're doing here. So yeah, just not only pausing and taking time for myself, having the opportunity to sit and feel, right? Rather than always finding a distraction to take me away from feeling what's going on.
Oh my God, that is so important too. Giving ourselves the pause. And that's actually something that I use with inner work and with triggers. A lot of people have talked about triggers today. One of the things that I feel like is really important is to take that moment of pause. When someone projects onto you, pause. when something triggers you, pause. That moment of pause gives us space to really like feel what is coming up in us and why. And it's almost always even our reaction, our instinctual reaction in that moment, that's based on all of the protection mechanisms and, you know, defense mechanism, all of those things, right? Even in that moment, it shows us where we're in alignment with whatever is happening. And it's unconscious 100%, right? Until we make it, until we allow ourselves to become more conscious with it, right? So to me, the pause is deeply important. It's so impactful, because in that moment, we get to decide, we get to choose. We are gifting ourselves empowerment, and we are gifting ourselves that free will, you know, that beautiful free will that we have here, right? To be able to utilize it and utilize it in a way that supports and uplifts ourselves and other people. All of this to me, the darkness and the light, it all starts with self-love and self-acceptance, right? And forgiveness. Forgiveness, everybody was talking about forgiveness earlier. To me, forgiveness is that beautiful moment inside of ourselves where we have allowed whatever has brought in the hurt and whatever has triggered the trauma response, right? Or whatever it is. It's that moment where we allow ourselves to let it go. We can still remember, and I think it's important to remember, not hold on to it tightly and wield it at other people. But I feel like it is important to remember, just because it enables us to observe patterns as they're coming in and to really determine who is in alignment and what is in alignment with ourselves, right? So less from a place of judgment and more from a place of observation. And I feel like forgiveness is that moment where we decide we're not going to allow whatever that is to continue to be something that we hold ourselves and other people in bondage with, right? In suffering, in pain. And we gift ourselves that freedom of elevating or expanding or bringing it back into the wholeness. And in that moment, the other person is released from our side. They have their own stuff to work on, right? Within them, right? But it allows all of those ties that bind and that we're binding ourselves with to be dissolved and to allow more of our soul light to really be expressed in this human experience. So there were so many points that were talked about in the other things that I was really vibing with. I loved Zoe. It was something that I really wanted to touch on. We can spend with this shadow work, this inner work, we can spend an entire life doing this every single day. And we will always find something to shift, to change, to evolve, to expand, to heal, to do whatever with, right? There will always be something, because we're looking for it and we'll find it. We'll create it just so that we can have that moment of, okay, here's something to work on, right? In an unconscious way, our unconscious mind will start to create things. This little thing now becomes something bigger. So I think it's important when we're talking about the darkness and the light that we are both, right? And what that journey of inner work and shadow work looks like for each of us, it's important to acknowledge the growth, the expansion, the healing, the fun, the joy, the bliss, those moments that Neil was talking about, the enabling ourselves to really have that deep relationship with ourselves and our reality in the now moment, you know, finding those moments and allowing them to be the bulk of our life, especially when we're doing this kind of work, you know, as our service soul work, right? I feel like it's so important to allow ourselves to really pause in that moment as well and gift ourselves life, gift ourselves experiences and expressions, and enjoy who we are. If we don't like ourselves, then we're always going to find something wrong with ourselves. Now, I'm not in any way advocating for spiritual bypassing or for not allowing ourselves to feel our feelings. And I love that about Zoe's talk as well. one of the things I love to do. I love to be happy. Like it's my default setting. I choose it. I have so much fun in that. And at the same time, if I wake up pissy one morning and I don't have a client, right, that day, I'm going to let myself be pissy as long as it feels like it's something, right? And then I'm going to look at why without really creating a lot of labels for it. I like to have the identifier so that I just have that inner knowing of what it is, but I also don't want to create a lot of stories about it. I don't want to create a lot of labels for it that will solidify it in my reality. This is how I work with it. Everybody has their own way of doing this, but for me, it's like, okay, what is this asking of me? What is this, you know, an indication of? But I do it after I hold space for it, after I allow myself to feel it and allow it to like move through a bit. And sometimes that takes a few days. Like if there's something deep coming up and we have a lot of energies coming in from, you know, our galactic cosmic ethereal family that are helping with this. We have the frequencies that are coming in through Gaia, that are, you know, enabled it, all of these things and the stuff that's happening within us as well, right? All of it is designed to be this pressure cooker and this pressure cooker of bringing everything up to the surface. This is how I feel like it is, right? And in that moment for us to choose, right? That moment of intensity. But we don't have to live in the pressure cooker every single day of every moment of every single day, right? It is around us. We are our own center. We are our own reality in the midst of the co-creation. Right. And so as I choose happiness, if something happens throughout my day that brings me out of that, I'm not struggling and fighting to be back in the happy moment. I'm allowing myself to feel whatever's going on. I take a moment, I pause, I go within, I let the feeling upwell. I don't compartmentalize, I don't sit it down and say, oh, I'll get to that later, unless I have to, like if I'm in session or something. Right. But I drop in. Right. And in that moment, when we take the time to allow our shadows and our intense emotions or uncomfortable emotions, uncomfortable experiences, when we take the time with them, they offer us expansion points. We're able to feel so much more bright and light after we allow that moment with it, after we honor it, after we ask, you know, what is this asking of me? Is this asking for transmutation? As starseeds, we love that word. We love to do that, right? Is this asking for deep healing? Is this asking for release? Is this just asking for the light of my awareness so that I can see that it still exists within my systems and observe if it's hollow or if it's still energized, right? And you know, the steps that we take from there just depend, right? So I feel like when it comes to all of this, there's no one size fits all for all of this. There are things in the books about spiritual bypassing that I disagree with for myself, right? And that's okay. There are things like I personally believe that my younger years were important. And in some of those years, I was not dealing with anything. I had not even dived into my trauma. And that had purpose in my growth and expansion. That had purpose in my life path, right? So there are certain things about the way the community looks at this that I disagree with, right? And that's okay. We can have differing opinions about things because each of us are unique, right? But at the same time, I also don't believe in spewing my stuff on other people, right? This is something I'm going through. Just because I'm having a pissy day doesn't mean I need to spew it on everyone else. Or just because I'm having a moment where my emotions are, I'm pissed about something, right? Something has happened and I'm upset, doesn't mean I need to take it out on everyone around me. So there's a degree of accountability and responsibility with how we do our journey that I feel like shows a bit of emotional intelligence, right? And the knowing that we are all one. So for me to harm you is to harm me. Why? Why are we doing this, right? And the more of us that come into that, I feel like the less we'll have of the violence, right, in the world. What if it gets to be easier? What if even shadow work and inner work gets to be easier? What if we decide to love all of ourselves fully and completely. And in that moment, honor both our shadows and our light. A lot of people, like, we get really serious about this work, and because it is important, right? But what if all of these shadows experiences, right, within ourselves and others, what if they are here just to offer us expansion? And what if those inversions, right, that they are, that we've gifted ourselves, are truly what points to our mastery? So in that moment, when we embrace our shadow, whatever it is, we honor it, we love it, we bring it back into the wholeness that we always are, we remove the illusion of whatever we've created with it within our own identity, right? In that moment, it's intense, right? Of doing all of that, especially for the big, deep stuff with shadow work, those unconscious programs that have been running and running and running and running, right? But in the moment of release, in the moment of bringing it back into the wholeness that we are, without that resistance and attachment, we feel this lightness of being. Sometimes it comes after a period of numbness, where we're really neutral, so neutral that it feels like, oh my gosh, is there anything in this world that's worth my time and energy right now? I call that the great neutrality, right? It's the point where you're like, am I ever going to want to do anything else? You know? And that's integration time to me. It's time to rest and just allow things to sort of reform within you, and make space for the new to come in, right? But in that moment, after that moment, if we have that particular one that I'm teasing about myself about, because that's how I feel, we feel lighter, brighter, more expanded. It's like we've lost 1,000 pounds of energetic weight that we didn't even know we had, or more sometimes, right? So all of these shadowy moments, these intense experiences, all of this, the inner work that we do, to me, it's all about, you know, whenever we have a shadow, it's the inversion of something that we've came into to be an embodiment of mastery within, right? In some way, whether it's the full embodiment where it becomes like our total focus, or whether it's the embodiment, you know, that just sort of runs under the light of our awareness. It's like on autopilot and we're utilizing it to uplift and support ourselves and other people. But also like our greatest fears, it's the same thing with that, right? When we move through the greatest fears on the other side is self-empowerment, the deepest empowerment in whatever way, right? So I feel like it's important as we're looking at all of this. I hope you guys are following my circle talk. I do kind of speak in circles with the bigger picture. So I hope you guys are following that with me. But if we look at our behaviors around shadows, let's ask questions, but ask it from the place of self-love, not judgment, not it is wrong because it exists within me. Come from the place of, you know, just empowerment, right? And liking ourselves, not just liking ourselves, loving ourselves, right? So it's like, if I'm avoidant, why? You know, it's like, if I'm procrastinating, why? If I'm running away from situations and people who trigger my shadows to rise up within me, why? If I'm stifling my shadows as they arise, why? Right? If I live by my shadows and use them as weapons against other people, why? All of these things to me are like deeply important, but looking at it from, isn't that interesting? Right? Instead of like that depth of judgment, that depth of everything in me, you know, there's something in me that's deeply wrong and deeply flawed. That's an adopted program, a collective program that's been passed down for generations, you know? And it's not helpful, really, in the grand scheme of things, right? It's what a lot of us are here to reprogram from within, right? And through our own life expression, right? So how can we identify where we're holding ourselves in bondage, even with the inner work and shadow work, and how we're coming about it, and how can we liberate ourselves into full freedom of knowing that we're always in our wholeness? And these questions like that arise you know, when something happens, that's how we do it, right? A lot of us. Some people drop into the feeling and the knowing, and that's, there's no right or wrong way to do this in my impression. So I feel like there's so many ways to do this. I personally also love using hypnosis for that. I mean, obviously I'm a quantum hypnotherapist, but I feel like there's a lot that we can dive into with our shadows, and you know, our unconscious is readily available to be communicated with in this way, right? So for me, I've really dialed into, okay, how can I support myself by bringing those things that are below the light of my awareness, but I'm seeing the patterns, like those things where I might be feeling stuck, you know, I'm like, okay, I've reached an impasse within myself. I don't want to force it, but I'm also super curious and want to dive deeper into the liberation, right? That's where I use hypnosis for myself, is like, where can I liberate myself? And where can I get more information about how this does pertain to not only this life, all of the others, including my galactic, cosmic, and ethereal lives, and liberate as many of us as possible in the process from the zero point into the unity field, right? Neil, am I running out of time, or do you?
No, no, you're good. But okay. You did say that I can engage with you. So
yeah, I want you to. I just wanted to double check.
No. Like, okay. So, I love what you're saying, and especially love. Ask from a place of self-love, not judgment, and then you can add on to that blame or shame, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe everybody can take in a moment here. How much shame shows up in your life? Where does the shame come from? Do you blame yourself? Do you have self-judgment? What's the root of that self-judgment? Were you told you weren't good enough? Do you feel unworthy? You know, on all the questions, the line of questioning you have is incredible, because I was blaming every time. You perpetuate a downward fractal if you then have something that comes up for yourself that's a shadow aspect, and then you have shame for having that belief about yourself. It puts you further down. So the question always is, with all the stuff that we've gone through, all the traumas we've received, how can I just click my fingers like that and all of a sudden make some changes, right? Don't I have to do breath work for 2 weeks, or don't I have to go see a therapist? But you came onto a really good point here. One thing that can be easily done without having to do all those other things is shift from blame, judgment to curiosity and love of it. It's still coming up. Oh yeah, like this part of my shadow is coming up, this thing I don't really like about how I've acted and things like that. But instead of having the judgment over it, take a pause in that moment. And all you got to do is say to yourself, let me be curious about this. Let me have love about this. And when you start giving love to the shadow parts of yourself, that is the easiest. I feel that is the way out of being stuck in that endless cycle.
Oh, 100%. And it makes a lot of that resistance and attachment sort of falls away when we start to really realize that we're amazing. Each and every one of us is fully lovable, we're worthy just because we exist. There's no reason to be worthy, right? So when we come at our inner journey and our external reality that's being reflected through it from the place of acceptance and curiosity, as Neil said, I'm a very curious person, we know. And I have like a million questions with everything, right? But when we come from that place in that space, then it's really more of like, we're open with it instead of allowing ourselves to stay in that contraction that can happen when the shadows arise, right? So then it becomes like less pressure, when the curiosity brings less pressure, right? And the acceptance, it's like that moment where we're like, okay, this is something that is happening in my life. I am running this unconsciously, right? We can be accountable for how we utilize it and what it creates in our reality without smacking ourselves for it, right? Without that that negative self-talk, right? So, and when we don't put so many labels on it, it's also like so many stories get built up over all of this. I can't tell you how many clients, and I have it too. We all have it, right? We're taught this to build up that story. And the story creates this narrative. Well, all of that solidifies whatever it is in our reality. And then it'll loop, 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 loop until we have that moment of inner work, right? And then maybe the next one, right? So it's about, to me, it gets to be easier based on how we approach ourselves in those moments and others, right? How can I hold space for that person that's projecting on me when I'm obviously feeling hurt from it, right?
And it's like, how do you not react to that projection upon you? I was watching a video today on shadow work as well, and it was the two people sitting up on stage with the actual the coach, and he was just saying all these insults to the other person. And the test was for that other person to not take it personally and not engage in the insults, but to shift the conversation and maintain the frame instead of allowing the other person's frame to dictate the way you respond.
Mm-hmm. That's so powerful.
How do you stay in your own energy? And then he had her do it back to him. And like, you would say something like, oh, I heard you got canceled because this happened to you on CNN and you did this and stuff. And he goes, well, you know, the cancel culture is real these days. And this is what happens to people. And he just made it light. And instead of taking on that frame, he came to a place of what could I say right now that amuses myself so that I feel good within myself about this, rather than taking on the judgment from someone else.
Oh, that's amazing. I like to pause and go within, especially if I'm triggered. Like, first things first, pause, go within, allow myself to feel the feelings, you know, and then look at why. Why am I triggered? Because a lot of us, you've had this experience, right, where you have moved through something, moved through one of your shadows. You can spot it in everyone's behavior after that. Like, it is loud, clear, and obvious. You can spot it a million miles away. And yet when it happens to you, there's no upwelling of emotion. You can stay really neutral, right? And I feel like that's what happens in those moments like you're talking about also, Neil, right? And it's not about like stifling the emotion that does arise in a moment when someone's projecting on us. It's about dropping in with that. But it's about getting to the place within ourselves that shadow is so much a part of the wholeness that it's frequency matched with every other part of us. And it's so much a part of the love that exists within each of us that now it's there's nothing for anyone else's stuff to push against, right? So we have nothing for it to reflect off of, except what we're emanating is the wholeness of that for all the people that are still playing in that version, whatever their version of that shadow is, right? Which can trigger them sometimes when we have the healed wholeness with whatever that is. I'm trying to find the words for it, but that's close as I can get, but you guys know what I mean, right? And I do feel like, you know, being impervious is good to certain things, but I also feel like it only happens when first it's not a thing for us at all. Like that story I was talking about at the beginning, another group of people were sort of attacking me in spaces, right? Or doing their best, but the things they were saying held no value for me at all. And I was like, obviously they don't know me at all. And like the things that they're saying, I was irritated that it was happening because there were people that don't know me that might believe this. And now like it might take a bit for them to be served by me and the community that I create, right? But at the same time, I'm like, none of that stuff was landing because it's not true, you know? And it's not my truth, right?
You own yourself, you own who you are, right? I'm not sure all the things that happen, but if they're saying certain things about you or who you are, right? And it could be this situation or any other one. It's like, how confident are you in who you are that you don't allow that to throw you off? And you know, back when I was doing events in the early days, I would get a lot of people messaging me saying really horrible things, and I would react to that and go, I'm like fighting through words. And it's like, there's some truth to pick and choose your battles, because a lot of times you already, if you take a moment and breathe, you already know that this is a nonsensical engagement that's not going to lead to anything except for people just going to war with each other. But the key in this is, how do you not react? One of the elements would probably be knowing yourself, right? Knowing your intentions and firmly being rooted in your own belief systems.
Yeah, and knowing why I'm here to serve and what I'm here to do and who I'm connecting with and all of that, right? And also, you know, does it really matter? I don't know these people well, right? Some of them are total strangers. Does it really matter to me what they're saying about me? The only thing that caused concern for me was was that thought, which was a shadow to work through in itself, was that thought of, you know, is this going to, you know, create a kink for people who can be uplifted and supported by what I offer and the community that I'm creating, right? And, you know, what I came to in that moment was, they'll come when they're supposed to, if they're supposed to, right? It's not my job to worry about that. So whoever believes it, that's a lesson in discernment, right? That's a lesson in whatever it is for them. That's a reminder of these things, right? So where I am with it is inconsequential to who I am and what I'm doing here. And it is so far out of alignment with what my intentions are and how I move in the world that I don't really, like, I just don't have a lot of energy to put toward it anymore. There have been moments of not, you know? There have been moments with someone that was a little bit closer that kind of got wrapped up in the mix of all of this that I was spinning out, right? And I feel like that spinning out moment was showing me my shadows as well. And instead of like freaking out and beating myself up for spinning out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow where this is leading me. And then I had a moment where I was like, okay, so I'm giving away my power in this moment. And I've been doing it for a while. Let's look at that. What in me is a vibrational match for that, right? And I'm going to call it all back to me. And my way of, I choose neutrality as often as possible. That doesn't mean I don't have a feisty, fiery side that gets really pissed off and like drops, you know, F-bomb here and there or whatever, right? Like we all have that moment of reaching that breaking point where it's like, ah, you know? My thing is though, I don't want to spew that on other people. Because I know that we're in oneness, right? So it's like, I'm gonna let myself feel the anger, feel the rage. I feel like more women and men should do that, but do it in a responsible way where we're not using it as a weapon against other people. And then for me, it's like, come back to that neutrality. That's that I've done it so often that it's a natural like next step for me. And in that place of neutrality, that's where I get to really look from a bird's eye view at what is happening in the situations, you know, and I empower myself. But if I don't give myself that pause and I get caught up in what feels like the undertow of the drama, right? And the undertow of the hurt, then that is an experience in itself, right? And what does that inevitably do for us? It shows us where we're giving away our power. It shows us where our shadows are being triggered. That's what I got out of it. I was doing massive, massive shadow work and inner work throughout the entire period with these people, right? And I was also looking at where do I still hold abandonment, right? So these layers of things just coming up that I've worked on over the years. And I don't have that moment of, I mean, I have the moment of, again, sometimes, but I don't have that moment of, you know, like, I thought I finished this all the way. I just feel like what I like to do is I look into it and I'm like, is it hollow? Is there a little bit of energy or is it really fed with my energy? Like how big is this energetically in my system? And that gives me even more of an opportunity to really go, okay, so I'm obviously feeding this in a lot of ways. So let me look at how it's, you know, spirals out, or let me look at how, you know, it sort of spiderwebs out or in, obviously, into my beliefs, into my stories, into my patterning, into my action and inaction. Where is this? Into my relationship dynamics. That's where we get to be curious, right? And for me, it's like, I get excited when there's something that comes up, even if it's something that I'm like, oh, you know, I don't feel like doing this right now, which will happen sometimes, right? There's still a part of me that's like excited about it, right? Because that to me is like freedom, right? I get to gift myself love. I get to gift myself more of the experience of my wholeness in this reality. And I get to gift myself, you know, the neutrality. And then I can always work out how to handle it with other people or if I even want to. Sometimes I'm like my action, because of the neutrality that I choose, not everyone is like this. Sometimes my action is to sit and to be strong in my own frequency and in my own sovereignty and not to give anything to push off of, right? And not to give anything to attach to and just let it fall away because it's not mine. It's theirs. This says everything about them. what I choose in the moment with my shadows, with my, you know, all of the things, right? What I choose in the moment says everything about me and what I'm deciding for myself, who I'm deciding to be, how I'm deciding to be, right? The reactions, they're going to happen because we're human, right? And I definitely have them. And I used to be such a firecracker when I was younger. So I have a temper on me, right? A lot of people don't know that haven't met me since that time period. But yeah, like they're going to happen sometimes. But what do I do during and after, right? And how do I manage that within myself? And how accountable am I to someone? And how immediate can I be with that in the observation of when I have sprayed it on someone else, when I have, you know, done it in that way? You know, how can I be accountable to myself, but other people as well?
Yeah, we have a few more minutes left, and I love what you shared about. It doesn't say something about you; it says something about them. So knowing mm-hmm. when to take responsibility, when it's you, when it's not you, mm-hmm. that's really key. And that's really powerful. We got to say one more time what you said: feel the rage responsibly without using it as a weapon against other people. Right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like through little physical violence. We have emotional outbursts. We can like say things to people, call them out. Mm-hmm. A great example are parents that don't have the tools to deal with a tantrum that a kid has. And they just mm-hmm. take it out on that kid because they just want him to be a good boy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So like that's a really good question as well, you know. And as everybody looks back at this conference, and there's so many great questions here that you can really reflect on. And if you do feel rage sometimes, and again, it doesn't have to be violence, but if it comes out in specific ways that are not beneficial to you or others, figure out ways that you could be responsible in using that energy. There's all types of ways. There's beating up a pillow. One of them. But there's also ecstatic dance, you know? There's mm-hmm. different tools that you can use. There's breath work, box breathing, different tools like that. Right, Bridget?
Oh, yeah. And I'm a personal fan of the verbal rant alone. One thing I think is really important to talk about, and this is a whole other, it could be a whole other event. When we direct our anger mentally or emotionally, even verbally at another person, that is often, if not always, a psychic attack that they receive. So when doing this, it's important to what I'm about to say, to really focus it on just letting it out, right? Not spraying it or directing it toward anyone. But my favorite is like the straight up, like, I mean, it's like spoken word, but it's just in rant anger style. Like all of the things that are coming up, just get it out of me, right? But I also really like to sit with my feelings and let it, well, it feels like a tornado meets a volcano, and let it just like spiral and sort of like a tornado meets a volcano and maybe a hurricane, right? I love to do it that way as well, but I will often add the words in with it as well, just to allow it to just fully express. That works for me, but I like to talk, right? So maybe you don't. Maybe you don't use the words. Maybe do what Neil said. But then there's also, make sure you cleanse wherever you do that. By the way, also, you know, drop in with your environment if you're going to do that. I like to do it outside sometimes too. The primal scream really works well, especially if you've got a lot of things that feel like they've been built up. Just going out and letting yourself scream like a maniac. Just, you know, be mindful of other people around you so you don't scare them. But, you know, that really works well for me. For me, it's a physical expression. But, I mean, my sun sign is a Sag, right? So we do have that, like, I want to let it out in that fiery explosion, you know, because that's what it feels like inside of me, right? So whatever works for you, just do it with responsibility even in those moments, right? Remember that this is a oneness field and we're all connected. So doing that to someone else is doing it to yourself, is doing it to them. It's just like this perpetual ridiculous cycle, you know? It's like silly. Does that make
it sense? Is.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing you've helped me with, I would say more than anybody in the world, is trusting myself, mm-hmm. trusting my unconscious mind, trusting what comes up for me. And hypnotherapist, QHHT, what you offer is a place where, you know, at first when we had our first sessions, you know, I would be saying, I don't know, I think it's my mind getting in the way. And then after a little bit of practice, I started trusting that what was coming up immediately was that, rather than something coming up, me thinking it's my mind, me taking a few more minutes to think about what just came up for me so I can process it in my mind, and then through hypnosis sharing what's coming up. You know what
right.
I mean? So
right.
it's like really trusting ourselves. And the system has been designed, not only our upbringing, but system's been designed to teach us that we can't trust ourselves. We need to give our power to religious figures, give our power to the government. They know what's better for us. This whole parental father wound of like the father always having the archetype of teaching us the way. But what you do is you really help people. Not only like can you explore Orion, you can explore the Pleiades, both throughout your lives, what happened there, the story behind it all. But then the emotions that are attached to that are become in the why certain things are happening in your life now on Earth. And a lot of those things happen to be shadow, because if you're not having a shadow-like experience on Earth, chances are you might not even go to hypnotherapists, because the hypnotherapists allow you to go deep underlying things that are locked in your unconscious and process it, right? So that's my long way of saying that you do some amazing work. And maybe you want to share just a little bit about your work and how people can tune into it and get some sessions with you.
Yeah, so it's so custom to every person, which I love about the work that we do. I have a lot of people that I work with that are expanding beyond the human lives, but they do come up sometimes. What I really think and feel happens in these sessions is we remind people, myself and our soul team collectives, we remind people that it gets to be easier, that they get to trust themselves, that they get to love themselves, and that healing can be instantaneous, whether that's a shadow or not. I've had clients even recently experience the great mother creatrix dragons of all of existence, and then come out of the session and in a couple of days recognize that in that moment of oneness with that dragon, and that very much ethereal dragon, that their mother wound had been completely healed. And this is where these connections that we offer ourselves, that our high self, our oversoul, and our soul team collective assist us within these journeys. This is where it has real application in our life. Like Neil's talking about trusting. And there's also that element of controlling, because we feel out of control. And that too will come up in the session, right? If you are overly controlling, this session will your high self 9 times out of 10 is going to teach you how to let go of that. And that is from a place of disempowerment. Like we over control things, we over analyze things from our shadows, right? These things come from, you know, previous experiences and feeling not enough and all of those things that are running under the light of your awareness. And we overcomplicate. And these sessions really bring in that simplicity, at the same time that they are very layered, right? I am, every single time I get to do these, my heart is just so expanded, because there's so much that impact, that the impact is so amazing. And I'm always not surprised, but I'm always taken back in a positive way by how creative our higher aspects are when it comes to helping us heal, right? And how we get to experience that. And if you know, I know I've been talking for a minute about this, Neil, because I get so excited and passionate, but if you want to work like this with me, you see my name, Bridget Renee Holiday. It's the word bridge with one T, Renee with 3 E's. Holiday has 2 L's, autocorrect loves to take one of them out, .com. And you'll find the various types of sessions that I offer. If you're looking more for healing, and a deeper dive in that way, go with the Lives Guidance and Healing. And if you are looking to really connect more with your galactic, cosmic, and ethereal elements to bring in those masteries and codes and anchor in those light codexes and things like that, but also remember who you are, right? And how it pertains to this life, then go with the Galactic and Cosmic Lives Hypnosis Session. But yeah, you're always welcome to email me and reach out in that way. And I'd love to answer questions and help people decide And Neil, I really appreciate you and I love you so much. And I have missed you. So I'm so glad we got this time together today.
No, I know. We should talk soon. And I think I'm overdue for a regression, to be quite honest.
I was thinking that. Yes, I love it.
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too so much. And thank you everyone that is here doing this. I really want to send out so much gratitude for what you're rippling out and doing this sort of work, being at a place like this with us, creating this container. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for setting yourself free and everyone else. And also thank you for shifting, and pivoting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bridget.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.